You mentioned the skate park grand opening this Saturday at Centennial Park. That begins at 10 a.m. Also expected to be good weather for that, although there is a chance of rain, I note, but that's later in the day, I think. I'm going to have some pro skaters out there.
Yeah, that'll be an exciting thing to see. The pro skaters asked to kind of reserve the park for a few minutes so they could show off their skills, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them. I was never much of a skater, but boy, you can admire the artistry and skill of those folks.
My balance has never been that great, to be sure. I've always admired people that have the balance to be able to be on a skateboard. And I mean, it's hard enough just straight skating, let alone back and forth, up and down, side side, and all the movements they do. It kind of mesmerizes me whenever I watch that.
It is amazing. We'll also be announcing the new name of the skate park, and I want to thank everybody that took time to submit names. We had, well, I suppose about 75 names submitted, and really almost every one of them we probably could have chosen, but we had a committee and everybody voted on one, and I think we landed on a really nice name.
Good.
But you're going to have to come out to the skate park on Saturday to learn what the new name is.
We're not going to get ahead of the day on that. Time and temperature brought to you by Grease Monkey of North Platte. It's now 14 past the hour and 41 degrees, and a little bit of sunshine sneaking through, but it's going to be mostly cloudy. Today, slight chance of some snow showers, says the Weather Service, between 9 and 11 this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, high near 55, but then we get a string of 70-degree days starting tomorrow. Going to be back to what we love about spring, get a little bit of rain, and then the sunshine and warmer temperatures. Let's bring in the mayor of North Platte, Brandon Kelleher. And Mayor, about a third of the meeting, a lengthy meeting last night, over 3 hours, was concerned with this Newberry Village redevelopment plan, which the Planning Commission and Community Redevelopment Authority recommended onto the council, but the council decided to table last night. Was that mainly due to the absence of one of your members or other things involved in that?
Yes, it's not uncommon for the council when there's a decision that is very important to the community that's on the table. They like to have the entire council there to cast their votes. And so Mr. Flanders wasn't able to attend last night. He had to be out of town, and he'll likely be at the next meeting. So we plan to bring that back on the next meeting.
So in a couple of weeks, a lot of discussion about that. I know that Councilman Garrick spoke a little bit about that, but do you feel like the discussion has been productive or was overall last night?
Most of the discussion that occurs in these scenarios is productive because we spend a lot of time not only informing the council, but also informing the public on what's going on with these projects. I don't spend much time looking at social media, but I could tell by the comments I was getting from people that there was a lot of, let's call it misinformation or people speculating on social media about this.
That is so often the case, though, isn't it? it is, regarding anything that's going to affect a community, especially as it regards new development, right?
Yeah. And it is interesting to me when I go to the League of Municipalities meetings, there's a group of mayors, you know, that are similar size cities, and we'll get together and chat briefly about what's going on in our town. And every town has something like the North Platte No Limits or something, or something. Every town has one of those. And I think some people think it's unique to North Platte. It's definitely not. Every town has one. And most people find it occasionally useful, but
digital gossip column,
yeah, exactly,
type deal.
Exactly. So,
well, but you have to deal with that. But
Regardless of that, the one of the things that I took time to point out, there had been a lot of speculation on social media about how the taxation regarding this development would work, and so I several people, including myself, reached out to Julie Stinger, who's our county assessor, and said, okay, what's this gonna, how's this going to work, basically? And to make a very long story short, assuming the council approves the redevelopment plan, which essentially approves tax increment financing for that piece of property, the tax increment financing it's requested has to do with the land itself and not the structures, well, not the homes built on the land. And So it would be a scenario somewhat like the Lake Maloney property here is in North Platte, where NPBD owns the ground. People that live around the lake lease their property. They mm-hmm. own their home, but they're sitting on lease property.
Okay.
This neighborhood would be the same way. And so the taxes paid, the property taxes on real property is a legal term, which would be the homes themselves, would actually not right. be subject to part of the TIF bond. So those taxes would go directly to the community, the school, the county, et cetera, just like if they'd been sitting there forever. So it would be just as though there was
no TIF
involved.
So there are some people concerned that the taxes wouldn't go to the town, therefore not benefit the community.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. They thought they were going to go to the TIF bond. And I mean, it's a valid question. There's no question. It's complex.
Sure.
And the legal mechanism they use to use it is called a land condominium. And there's lots of legal terms involved, but it's... The long and short of it is the taxes on those homes would go directly into the tax base. They would not. And so then the only recoverable increment is whatever Chief, or the developer, which is Chief, can gain from the improved value in the land.
Mm-hmm.
And Roger Pollington was there from Chief last night, and he briefly explained that, you know, they're asking for, I think it's a total of $1.2 million and change in TIF over... Mm-hmm. 15 years or 10 years, something like that. And because they know the increment is not going to go up very much, yet they're going to spend somewhere north of $10 million developing the property. Mm-hmm. And they're asking for it. So it's about roughly a 10% TIF request on it, which is a pretty low amount requested.
$1.27 million, I think, was the amount.
Yep. Yeah. And since we're talking about TIF, I think... Not to plug other media on your radio show, but I think Todd Van Kampen did a fantastic job on his TIF report in the North Platte mm-hmm. Telegraph, and I think it came out yesterday. So if you want to really understand where North Platte is in the TIF environment, go look at that article and read through it. Mm-hmm. There was mention last night of how much TIF has been used here in North Platte in the last, say, 5 or 6 years. And that's true. We have done quite a bit of it, but we've kept mm-hmm. the amounts pretty low. Over half of our total TIF amount is the TIF amount on sustainable beef. And if you look at sustainable beef, the TIF amount was about $23 million, give or take a little bit,
mm-hmm.
In a plant that ended up costing close to $500 million to build. So even that was a pretty small amount, the TIF amount relative to the size of the project. So my perspective is, while we have certainly used tax increment financing a lot more in the last 5 or 6 years, mm-hmm. the community has continued to be very judicious about its use.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good deal there. You started last night's meeting with classify it mundane. You approved special designated liquor licenses. These you deal with almost every meeting or every other meeting, it seems like, for events coming up. Mm-hmm. And you approved several last night. I see La Hacienda Market, Pals. Axes and Aces, and a couple for Peg Leg Brewing were all approved.
It's always fun to see all the events we have going on in our community. It's something to do, and people in North Platte and everywhere want things to do.
Yeah, and they have to reapply every year. I mean, these come up so often because you've got North Platte has all these events and these businesses, if it's outside their normal place, business, and they want to be there, sell alcohol, they've got to have them.
That's right.
That's the reason there. And talk about item H. They're approving the purchase of an ABI laser-guided infield groomer.
Sounds pretty techy, doesn't
it? It does.
Yes. There was some discussion about this a little bit, and I appreciate Councilman Reeker pulling it off the agenda just so folks have the opportunity to understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is an item that was $46,000 to purchase, or a little over that. The city was able to get about $30,000 in grants, and so roughly two-thirds of it was paid for by grants.
Mm-hmm.
And we the city, put quite a bit of money into special soil for all the fields in North Platte, so baseball, softball, everything, over the last couple of years. And in doing so, one of the ways to keep that soil in good shape, it can absorb a lot of rain, it gets rid of it faster when it comes in, and it's a better soil than what we have here inherently, I guess is the way to say
right.
it. And you have to keep the fields up. You have to keep them crowned. You have to keep the lip shaved. Keeps the fields in good shape. Helps decrease injuries, that sort of thing. And I think it's important that people understand this is a great piece of equipment. It's going to help us keep the fields up. We can do it about twice a year. We're not sort of cobbling together equipment that kind of works. It's made to do this grooming feature. Keeps the fields crowned like they should be, and it's going to be a great addition.
Good. And you approve that amount of $46,660, and I'm sure expect that to last several years. And
oh, yes.
Be well worth it, so it's not a big expense for you.
No, this piece of equipment should last 10, 15 years easily.
Good. So. On to the regular agenda, approve the cost-sharing agreement with River's Edge Golf Club. And what do you have particulars as far as what the cost is to the city on that?
We divide the cost in half, so the city's cost is about $15,000. And the reason that we're doing this is the ditch or creek that kind of runs through Rivers Edge Golf Course is the drainage for the area around Madison Middle School generally. And the last couple of years when we've had these heavy rains, it's created kind of a lake in some areas there because it was draining so slowly. So this contract will go in and they'll dredge out that ditch all the way to the river and get rid of the cattails and the things that are slowing the water there, which will make the drainage work better and we won't have drain water sitting on the streets for days because that decays streets very quickly when you have standing water on them for a long time.
So benefiting the city and also the golf course as well.
Yes, and it will make for some nice things for golfers to dodge for a few weeks while they're out there doing it.
Us golfers always looking for more things, more hazards to dodge.
That's right.
Not so much.
Just backhoe. Do you get a special call for a backhoe? I don't know.
Okay. Backhoe hazard. Steer clear.
That's right.
Adopt a resolution approving the removal of stop signs for eastbound and westbound traffic at the intersection of Tabor Avenue and Francis Street, and then several intersections that you're placing stop signs. Talk about that a little bit.
The long and short of this one is moving and adding stop signs. Mm-hmm. So Francis Street is a through street. And we did have a little discussion about, because the stop signs are not oriented that way on Tabor today, so we'll be putting some additional temporary signage on either side of Tabor as you approach the intersection so we don't have people who've driven that way for years, maybe flying through the intersection accidentally because they're not used to a stop sign. So there'll be lighting and other signs ahead of the stop sign to let people be warned that this is changing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're making Francis more of a through street there?
That's correct. Francis will be a through street all the way to Newberry once it's done. So you'll be able to drive basically from Dewey Street to Newberry without stopping once it's done.
I'm sure people will really appreciate that, take advantage of it.
Well, I hope so.
All right. Have they determined a speed limit for that extra stretch?
Not yet. Yeah. I suspect what you'll see is it will be a little faster out next to Newberry, and then it will decrease as you get closer to town. Because obviously we don't want people flying through the very heavily businessed area right there at 35 or 40 miles an hour.
You would expect that. Let's see, approve preliminary and final approval of Deepwaters Retreat Subdivision at 2211 North Buffalo Bill Avenue.
I think that Judy Clark, who's our planning administrator, said it best last night when she stood in front of the microphone and said, planning is hard. and this item took quite a while to talk through, and ultimately the council ended up deciding to handle this with an administrative change to the plat, and that kind of resolved the issues involved here, which was which was access to the lots that were behind, or so to say, to the east of North Buffalo, where this is located. If you haven't been out to North Buffalo, this development out there is just a great looking building out there that is this business. So it's worth a drive just to go take a look at that building. And I think that area is going to develop into a very nice business region for that part of town. The owners have some interesting plans they're going to try and execute over the next few years, and I hope they're successful. And the council was very focused on trying to make the best decision right now without creating a problem down the line. And that requires folks to try to look into the crystal ball that we don't have. And I didn't want to launch into my, you know, we don't have crystal ball speech last night, because it wouldn't have been very helpful. And ultimately, I think the council made the best decision. We decided to administratively change how the lots work, and that solved the immediate problems. And also set it up so it didn't create any problems in the future, by not adding in easements that probably wouldn't have been used for a long time, and, you know, that sort of thing. But it does kind of make me think about, as many of the decisions we make on the council, you have to decide the best course of action based on the information we have today. And none of us really know what the situation is going to be in 5 or 10 or 20 years. And, and Lane and I, you know, it's not uncommon. I'd say it happens about once a quarter. Somebody comes into the mayor's office and says, hey, we have this problem, and it's been this way for 30 years or something like that. And it's very easy for us to think, sit back and think, what were those people 30 years ago thinking?
Right.
You know, why did they do this? Well, the truth is, at that point, those folks made the best decision they could based on the information they had today. And probably 20 or 30 years from now, some people will be looking back at the decisions that this council made and think, possible. What were they thinking? You know, why did they do that?
It's very, very possible things change so rapidly.
So in the planning area, the point of that story is just to say that we try to set folks up for the best level of success and not create lots that don't have access to streets and things like that, because that's actually a violation of planning law and things like that. So that's why we had so much discussion on this item, but ultimately the council came to a really good decision and a simple solution.
Okay. Finally adopted that ordinance we've been talking about to amend City of North Platte Code of Ordinances, a section regarding special design criteria for RM mobile home parks, to add G4. So this avoids having to build a shelter, right?
That's correct. This allows builders of mobile home areas to use a pinion system to tie down the mobile homes, which is structurally very similar to what most homes set on. It's not an actual flat foundation, but from a how it's held to the ground perspective, it's very similar.
Mm-hmm. So it is taken care of there, and now we don't have to build a shelter that maybe only gets used a couple times a year, huh?
Yeah, and would likely be full of water and who knows what
and
else.
And cause you a lot of problems maintenance-wise, for sure. Skip on down to 7. You had application by Ted and Stephen Brewer for an amendment to the City of North Platte Comprehensive Plan. Land use map to amend certain land from agricultural vacant to commercial and residential medium density and multifamily on property located at the intersection of East Francis Street and South Bryan Avenue and on South Tabor Avenue.
This was another crystal ball discussion in which we had to try to decide whether business zoning was appropriate and the best use for a couple of, well, really three lots, kind of on the area of the intersection of Tabor and Francis, which right now is essentially ag land, but is being rezoned to other things. Council eventually decided to, and if you look, go down to the next couple items, they eventually rezoned this to B2, leaving one of the one on South Tabor as residential because it has a couple existing large buildings on it, and so those two buildings would technically be non-conforming, but they're legal non-conforming is how they're described, because they're existing. Can't add to them. They could build a house there, but they can't add another barn, and some folks use them for storage now, and that's what they intend to continue to use them as in the short term.
Okay. And then skipping down to 10, amend certain land from commercial to residential low density single family on property located at 206 West Fremont Drive.
This is out south of town, kind of in the vicinity of Mid Plains South Campus. And this is just changing the zoning on a lot to the suburban dwelling district, because it was originally zoned commercial, but it's back off the highway, so it doesn't really have commercial frontage.
Okay.
And because these folks want to add a building to their property, so it was a good change by the council.
Another and 11 is with that too.
Yes, that's correct.
Rezoning from B2 to RL suburban.
That's correct.
Okay, so those are the Gary. Now the next one failed, And this is for an amendment to amend certain land from residential high-density multifamily to commercial in this property located at 2105 East 2nd Street.
The prior two council meetings, we'd had discussion about a property on East 2nd Street, and at the last council meeting, the council voted it down. And this piece of property happens to be directly across the street from that property. So the council felt that based on the fact that we voted the last one down, this commercial use of that land was not appropriate. So they voted it down unanimously as well.
So they tried, they figured they'd try a property just across
the street? No, it was different groups of people.
Different groups of people?
Yeah, different businesses, yeah.
So. Okay. All right.
And I think the concerns are primarily around the condition of the road that's out, that is East 2nd Street.
Okay. And then finally, approve the bids for the Iron Horse Park Trail project.
That's right. We're able to modify the trail that is around Iron Horse Park, which is out there next to the Veterans Memorial on the southeast quadrant to the I-80 exit. This is redoing basically the first three quarters of it, I guess it'd be roughly three quarters, maybe two thirds of it. And we believe we have a plan to get the entire trail redone here yet this year. So we'll see how that comes to execution. But we think we have the money and figured out how to do it. It's paid for mostly through grant funds. The city's portion is, I think, less than $20,000.
Okay. Good deal. Anything else on the meeting you want to point out?
I don't think so. I just want to take a moment and say congratulations to the many students that are graduating this weekend. We have a big graduation weekend going here. You know, the youth is our future, so get out there and do something great. And then move back to North Platte and start a business. So
we
appreciate that.
Absolutely. We can get a decent percentage to come back and contribute and grow the community. We love that.
That is right.
Sure.
This week is National Tourism Week. Did you know that?
Yes, it is. You proclaimed that on Monday.
I did, yes. And we have the tourism luncheon today, which is a big deal. And it's nice to see we have a lot of jobs in North Platte that are associated with tourism. It's a big business in our area, so it's important to our economy that we keep that going.
Yep, I'll see you at the lunch then here.
That's right.
In about three and a half hours or so. Okay.
It'll be a busy morning.
Mayor Kelleher, our guest on Mugs in the Morning.